Today's program has been brought to you by Consider Bardwell Farm, the first cheesemaking co-op in Vermont. For more information, visit www.considerbardwellfarm.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
I'm Anastasia Cole-Plakius of Brooklyn Grange Rooftop Farm, and this is Anastasia's Fridge, where we highlight seasonal produce and share recipes to try at home. Today we're featuring eggplant. It's a cool berry! In the nightshade family, the eggplant is related to tomatoes and peppers and contains more naturally occurring nicotine than any other plant. It was also thought for hundreds of years to cause insanity and rage. The Italian melanzana comes from mela insana, or mad apple. And it was only used medicinally, never enjoyed on the dinner table. Then, a couple of crafty Persian chefs managed to turn diners around on it, and eventually the stodgy old Northern Europeans and Brits followed suit. Picky eaters still complain about eggplant's bitterness and texture. Try keeping your eggplant in a cool place instead of the fridge, as the cell walls of this tropical vegetable will deteriorate and lead to bitter flavors if kept under temperatures of 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Slicing and salting your eggplant definitely helps draw out moisture, making the flesh less spongy, but it can be time-consuming. I recommend offsetting that bitterness by pairing it with sweet, savory, and acidic flavors, like those in a classic Italian caponata with golden raisins and pine nuts. Eggplant caponata. To make this bruschetta topper, pick out one big black-skinned Italian eggplant or two medium eggplants, tops trimmed off and partially skinned in alternating 1-inch stripes. Cut the eggplant into 1-inch cubes and place on a baking sheet lined with paper towel, sprinkling liberally with salt. Let those hang out while you make yourself an aperitivo and prep the rest of your ingredients. You'll need to slice up a cubanelle pepper, a small Spanish onion, and a couple of cloves of garlic. De-stem and chop the leaves of a few sprigs of thyme and portion out 1/8 cup of red wine vinegar, 1/4 cup of golden raisins, and 1/8 cup of pine nuts. You're also going to need a healthy amount of cheap frying olive or vegetable oil, some salt, pepper, and sugar or honey for flavoring, and a good crusty baguette sliced up, brushed with olive oil, and toasted. Once the eggplant has been salted and beads of moisture have developed on the flesh, rinse and dry it thoroughly. Then, in a large heavy-bottomed pan, heat about 4 inches of olive oil over medium-high. If you don't have a thermometer, you can test the heat of the oil by dropping slices of onion in. When it's ready, tiny bubbles will form around the edges. Just make sure you remove these so they don't burn. Once the oil's good and hot, add the eggplant, in batches if necessary, and fry for about 3 to 4 minutes. Using a slotted spoon, transfer the eggplant to fresh paper towels to drain. When you're done frying, pour all but about 1 tablespoon of the oil off of the pan and replace the pot over moderate heat. Add the thyme, peppers, onion, and garlic to the skillet and cook, stirring occasionally until they begin to lose their shape, about 6 to 8 minutes, seasoning with salt and pepper, sugar, or honey to taste along the way, until everything coalesces into a nice thick sauce. Return the eggplant to the skillet, stir gently to coat, and cook for 3 minutes or until combined. Stir in the red wine vinegar and simmer for 1 minute and then remove from heat. Taste for seasoning, adding salt, sweetener, and vinegar as needed. Let all that cool to room temperature, then stir in your golden raisins and pine nuts before serving atop crostini toasts. I'm Anastasia Cole-Plakius of Brooklyn Grange for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. See you next time.